Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stones bringing us back, Rolling Stones, that is, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of things there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions on any topic. Under the Small Business Sun, you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something there that will help you. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask you a different question every week. Want to know what you think. Rich Horwath has got a body of work that he's deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, and so you can find him there on our site. You can go back and listen to some of the things that he's talked to us about. His book is called Deep Dive. Rich, tell us how we can find you online and your book, too, please.
Absolutely. So the book Deep Dive, The Proven Method for Building Strategy, is available wherever books are sold. So Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, which is in bankruptcy but still around. And also, if you're flying, you can grab it at the airport at Hudson's. And if you're looking for more free resources on strategy, you can go to strategyskills.com.
Check it out, folks. And strategyskills.com book. And this is your fourth book, isn't it?
That's correct, yep.
Yep, so he's look for the others, too. Rich, I'm glad that you talk about strategy with my audience, because this is something, as you know, strategy as a business thought has only been around 50 or 60 years. And it's not as old as the marketplace is. And so maybe that's the reason why more small business owners are not doing as much strategic thinking. And maybe that's maybe we should cut them some slack for that, but I'll tell you, strategy is the opposite of executing, and you got to do both. It's not either or, it's both. And I say the opposite. What I mean is, when you're executing, you're in the trenches, you're pulling the trigger, you've got your shoulder to the plow, so to speak. When you're doing strategy, you're thinking about where things are, where do you want them to go, and how you're going to get there. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's a great, simple definition of it. And, you know, the part I think that most people miss, Jim, especially in the small business arena, is you just talked about, where are you today, where do you want to go? Most people don't stop and actually diagnose where they are today. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be like going to a doctor if you had a bad back, sitting in the exam room. You know, the doctor comes in, he looks at you, doesn't ask any questions, doesn't take any tests, and just writes a prescription and gives it to you. You think he was out of his mind because he didn't diagnose you. He didn't take the time to understand what your condition was. And in business, too often, we're so busy acting that we don't stop and diagnose, where are we today? Where are we today? Because, you know, saying we're going to, you know, it's one thing to say where we're going to go, but if we don't know where we're starting from, you know, it's going to be a waste of time. So, you know, one of the things I'd recommend to small business owners is take the time to sit down with your team to really diagnose where is the business today.
And write, put it up on the board somewhere. We get a piece of paper, or a flip chart or something, and write it down and say, okay, what are the things that are not working today? What are the things that are working today? Why are these things working and why are these things not working? And brainstorm that a little bit.
Absolutely. And you know, it's not just about the numbers. And I know, you know, we're always looking at what's our sales numbers, what's our revenue numbers. But when, you know, Jim, as you're talking about this, it's a great point. You know, when we diagnose what's going well, what's not going well, think about some more, customer types of things. So think about, what did we do best with our customers this month? Why did customers leave us this month? And you know, get to the core of those things. You know, we can't just find those things out from the numbers. We've got to dig down deeper and talk amongst the key people in the company and say, why are we losing customers? What's happening? You know, those are the real conversations that need to happen, because if they don't happen today, then we may not be around much longer.
But here's a few other things, folks. As you're developing your strategy, you have to realize that your company doesn't operate in on an island. You know, you're in an ecosystem. There are political issues going on around you, local, state, federal. There are industry issues going on around you. There are supply issues. There are financial issues. You got to take into consideration all those electrons that are orbiting around your business, because they're either are currently or they're going to affect your business, and you have to develop some kind of a strategy to deal with them, don't you, Rich?
Absolutely. And I love the analogy you just used with the electrons. And I think, Jim, you're exactly right. What you need to do is get a big, big piece of paper, whether it's a whiteboard or a flip chart. And what you should do is use circles like electrons and put the key factors of your marketplace in those bubbles. So it might be things like, local legislation. It might be competitors. It might be customers. It might be suppliers. It might be vendors that you use. Put all those people, label them, and put them in bubbles and map that out. What does your ecosystem look like? Who are the key players? Where are their relationships? Draw lines between those different electrons or bubbles to show where there's good connection, good support, and maybe where do you have gaps? And again, if you lay that out visually like you're talking about, Jim, I think that's going to allow everybody in that small business to understand where are we strong and where are there gaps.
That's a great exercise to do, what Rich just gave you, folks. Rich, give us that website again, please.
It's strategyskills.com.
The book is called Deep Dive. Rich Horwath is the guest, is our friend and our longtime brain trust member. Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great week.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.